from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host all over the Great Lakes State. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Man, get the Lucky Buck out. It's the replenishing process right now. The does are coming into their third trimester, per our conversation last week with Doug Roberts of the Conquest Sense, also the Conquest 200 television show. And it's that time, man. They are coming to the third trimester, so they need the extra nourishment. Check your local regs at lucky-buck.com. Also, Darton Archery and HHA Sports, the single pin sight king. And we'll be talking more about them because they got a big announcement coming up in April. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about walleye fishing. And I'm not talking about on the ice right now because Coast Guard is saying stay off, okay? We don't want to hear about some of our listeners being rescued by airboat, by the Coast Guard, or having to pay heavy fines because you decided that a $40,000 auger was a good idea. Okay, meaning your truck or vehicle going through the ice. So please exercise caution on any bodies of water in Michigan as things are starting to warm up and they're going to be heating up pretty soon in the Detroit River, because that is my favorite time to go walleye fishing, is in the spring on the Detroit. And when we talk walleye, we talk with Lance Valentine from walleye101.com. And the captain is in the house. How are you, sir?
I am doing okay, doing great, actually.
Okay, because you're suffering the same head cold that I've had for the past couple of weeks.
Spring is telling me it's not quite ready yet, so I'm getting my last, winter's hanging on in my head. It seems to want to keep snowing in my head, so I'm suffering the same as probably everybody else has this winter and spring of the head cold. Just driving me nuts right now.
You know, I thought I was going to avoid that whole thing, but then all of a sudden I got it, and I've been, fighting it, but, you know, to no avail. It's going to do what it's going to do, and we're going to try and get rid of it. But as we look to ice out, we've had some great temperatures this week, lots of sunshine. That is bringing up the water temp a little bit. It's definitely reducing the ice from top and bottom. Again, this is why we say don't go out on the ice, because it's just not going to be safe right now, especially around some of the edges.
Yeah, and there's really, like you said, we're losing a lot of ice from the bottom, especially if we start getting some wind, and it may look like good ice on top, but it's actually just rotten and decayed underneath. So I've got a friend that does some recovery on Saginaw Bay, and a friend who is a Coast Guard worker, a rescue worker down in Lake Erie, and they have both made comments on some of our Facebook pages that stay off, don't even think about it, stay off, because you could be on 12, 15, 18, 20 inches of ice, and the next step you could be in, an inch and a half of bad ice, and it only takes one step to disappear. So just arrange to sit tight for, about 15, 18 days, relax a little bit, and get ready for springtime and get out on the boat.
Now, as we are looking at springtime, as we are looking for, the run that comes through the Detroit River, which I absolutely love. We have had some phenomenal year classes. It looks like we're on track for another great year class of walleye. Is this going to be, say we've got everything prepped, we're ready, we got our stuff, we're getting ready to go out onto the cold water. Is the action going to be fast and furious, do you think? Is it going to be, our 1 ounce jig heads with the Wyandotte worm or whatever it is that you particularly use? Or is it going to be a little slower, do you think?
Well, traditionally the first week or two is good, not great. It has a tendency to be a little slower once in a while. You'll get a good day where everything kind of comes together. We get a good day with lots of sunshine, and everything kind of warms up a little bit, and you get the right little pot of fish, and you can beat them up pretty good. But traditionally, early in the season, usually that first week of April is when I start, and I don't look for that time of year. I don't expect great days, right? I don't expect 20, 30 fish days. If I can get, we get four guys in the boat on a charter, if we can handle 8, 10, 12 fish, in a 5-hour day. I'm pretty happy with that. Traditionally, they're good sized fish. You know, they're not the giants that we'll get a little bit later, but you know, early in the season, my expectation is definitely a little bit lower. Right around the 9th, 10th, 11th of April is when I really start expecting to, number one, catch a lot of fish, start seeing 20, 30, 40 fish trips, and when I really start to see large numbers of, you know, 30, 31, 32-inch fish. So that April 10th to April 20, 25th is kind of my, that's kind of my sweet spot. That's when I want to be on the river. That's when I'm expecting to catch big fish. I'm expecting to catch the most fish. I'm expecting to catch the most big fish in that little two-week stretch there, you know, April 10th, April 25th, somewhere in that range is what I'm expecting. Anything before that is kind of a bonus for me. You know, like I said, every once in a while you will get a nice run of fish and the fish will turn on, but a little bit later, if we can get guys to wait until the second week of April, get down there and then spend their time after that. There's actually better fishing. I've been explaining this for 5 years in my seminars. The fishing is actually better the last week of April, first week of May, than it is the last week of March, first week of April. So if you've only got so much time to go, concentrate as much as you can in that April 10th to April 20th range, and then your extra time, don't come before April 10th, come after April 20th, and you'd be surprised how much better the fishing is, how many more fish you'll handle, and actually, believe it or not, how many more big fish you'll handle late April, early May than you will late March, early April.
Speaking of Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 here on Wild Michigan, our website where you can reach the podcast for all of our shows is wildmichiganradio.com. Lance, staying vertical, keeping that. You know what? This is something in about this time of year, I'm like, I'll wake up out of a dead sleep. Vertical. I got to stay vertical. But and keeping that boat in tune, the person with the trolling motor is the person who is going to put you in the right spot.
You know, we have a pretty simple rule in our little group before I started guiding them. So whoever ran the trolling motor all day never paid for gas, never bought lunch. If they did a good job on the trolling motor, everybody caught fish, and it was, you know, we bought them lunch, and they never pitched in for gas. If you're not vertical, you know, we're having a discussion on our public forum on Facebook, you know, what color jig and what style worm, and guys are just going stir crazy. And, you know, honestly, none of that matters if you're not doing two things right. Number one, you got to be where the fish are, and that's a sonar thing, and then, you know, that's another conversation for another day. But you have to be where the fish are, number one, and you have to be vertical. You're much better off to be vertical in the right place with the wrong color jig and worm, then you already have the right jig and worm and not be in the right place or not be vertical. So concentrate on being in the right place, the exact right place. Because sometimes, you know, a drift is good and you move one boat length left or right and that drift, you're not on those fish. Because they're on a very specific line, maybe on a bottom composition change, maybe whatever the case is, or they're in a specific spot. So you need to be right on that line again. Well, that's where GPS comes in handy on the bow of your boat. And then being vertical is huge. The right lure fish wrong is going to catch a lot less fish than the wrong lure fish right. And vertical is the key on the trigger.
And see, look, I've had probably the best teacher I could ever have for walleye fishing. And then, again, some good friends in Ron Spensley and some other guys that we fish with that have taught us, you know, it may be the most obvious thing in the world, Lance, and I'm gonna leave off on this and then come back to another segment with you. But if you are in a group of a bunch of people that are not catching fish, guess what? You're in a group of people that are not catching fish. Don't be afraid to move.
One thing I know for sure, Durant, about fishing, bad fishermen don't like to fish alone. They have a tendency to really gravitate towards other bad fishermen. So.
And they do just that. And I tell you what, we're going to talk more about finding more catchable fish, as we have been taught with Lance Valentine from walleye101.com. You can find him. He is in our Meet the Experts section of our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Brought to you by Lucky Buck, deer mineral out of Osseo, Michigan, lucky-buck.com, and we are on the Michigan Talk Network.
Well, I'm going down to the swamp. Don't know what's behind all the chickens.
Hey, Hey, this is Mark Zona from Zona's Awesome Fishing Show, and you're listening to my guy, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. Real quickly, I'm going to be very brief about this. This week, we had the opportunity to attend the Michigan Talk Network. Actually, not the Michigan. The Michigan Association of Broadcasters Excellence Awards. And Broadcast Excellence Awards. Wild Michigan took best in category again this year. Very happy to have been nominated. Even more ecstatic. So thanks to producer Alex Clark and each and every one of the people that have made this show what it is, because it is not a solo effort by any stretch. And thanks to my awesome girlfriend, Sarah Marie, for being there as well. So good times, man. Lance Valentine, you've been here with us since probably the very beginning. Frankly, I honestly don't even remember how we met, but we have learned so much from you over the course of these almost 9 years now. I remember our first anniversary out in the parking lot of the studios here. Yep. And had this little party. We did a live broadcast from the parking lot. Had like 8 people show up. It was awesome. Now we're on 14 stations, man. It's great.
I remember that, and I am I'm very, very happy for your success, and you deserve it. I hope the people in Michigan know how lucky we are with the people we have on the radio. You know, I get a chance to work with you and with you know, Mike Avery.
Sure.
And I'll tell you why. I hope people understand. I truly hope people understand how lucky we are in Michigan to have guys like you on the radio who not only live the life, but care about the people that do it, number one, and the whole experience, number two. There's a lot of shows that are just about killing stuff and catching stuff, and when you find a host who actually cares about the lifestyle more than the results, it's very, very refreshing. So you should be very, very proud. I'm very happy to be your friend, and very, very glad to be a small part of the show.
Well, thanks, man. And you've been there since the beginning, and you know, with Mike Avery and the Outdoor Magazine, he's done a wonderful job with that and promoting the sport and being very active with anti-hunters to keep them at bay, or at least keep people informed. That's what we're here to do. Look, I told you from the very beginning, if this is about what I do and how good I am, it's a short, boring show. And that is no joke. But we have learned volumes. I mean, what I can talk about now and share with other people from what I have learned from you and from Mark Martin, from other great people, just in the walleye category. But overall, this is about education. The show is. And we talked off air a little bit. I want to know if there was any reg changes, because I try and keep up with everything and I can't. But you say that there's no regulation changes. We're still at 5 fish.
We have five fish, 5 inch on the Detroit River, 5 fish, 15 inch minimum. And on the Canadian side of the river is 6 fish, 13 inch minimum. So you can go over to the Canadian side and get an extra fish. Understand, though, that if you do go to the Canadian side and you do get an extra fish, or you have a couple fish under 15 inches, you can have those in Canada, and you can navigate through Michigan waters to get back to the boat ramp. What you cannot do if you have a 6 fish per person or a fish in your live well that's under 13 inches after you've been to Canada, you cannot, on the way back, you cannot stop and fish in Michigan. So if you go to Canada and catch fish that are under that don't meet Michigan regulations, again, that 6 fish or 1 in 13, you can legally navigate back through to Michigan, get on your boat ramp and go. And as long as you don't stop and fish, you can take care of that, get that extra fish in Canada and have a good day.
Now, here's the question, and this is one question that's always been on my mind. I always have my Canadian fishing license with me.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, and I know we need to know our position, boundary waters. Should we accidentally be on that side and the ministry comes over, are they going to push us back over? Or are they going to be, I mean, I know that they're very particular.
Well, you know, and we have to understand, you know, we kind of treat Canada like, you know, our attic. We go up there and visit when we want to go find something fun, right? But we have to understand that it's a completely separate sovereign country. So we need to be a little respectful as we deal with the border. Yes, if you don't have a Ontario fishing license, they will definitely push you back. There are areas that are kind of, you know, there really isn't an exact border. I'm thinking of the west side of Putting Island as being the main one. I see lots of guys over there who I know don't have Canadian licenses and they're across the border. And they will kind of push you back, but there are places, even there at Putting Island, if you're too far in, you're going to get a ticket because, you know, you should have a basic vague idea of where the border is. You know, understand, too, that Canada has a one-rod limit on the river. You cannot jig two rods in Canadian waters. So if you think you're close, I'd tell you to put that second rod down, make sure you have a license. You also need to call and report that you're coming into Canada via water. So you'll get a 8 or 9-digit number that says you called in and reported that you were coming into Canada. It's a very, very simple phone call. You can find it in the Ontario DNR website or the regulations. There's 5 or 6 phone numbers to call. It's a two-minute phone call. They'll ask you who's on board, date of birth, citizenship, and then they'll give you a 9-digit number that says, hey, you called in. All you have to do is show that 9-digit number and you're okay. Coming back, if you do not anchor in Canada, do not touch land, or do not come in contact with another boat, you do not have to call to come back to the United States. You simply return to the United States and you're good to go. So those two things. If you get stopped by someone from Canada, you're going to need to have three things. A Canadian fishing license for everybody on board. You're going to need your number that says you called and reported in, and you need proof of citizenship. So proof of citizenship is not a driver's license unless it's an enhanced driver's license. So you need an enhanced driver's license, a passport card, I-68 card, or a regular driver's license and a notarized birth certificate. A driver's license by itself does not prove citizenship. So you got to have one of those things. And here's another rule I found out as I was taking customers over. If you have a youngster in your boat who is under 17 and does not need a Canadian license, his limit counts towards the adult limit. So if you have a father and son on board, and the son is, let's say, 14 years old, the two of them together get 6 fish. You don't get 6 for the adult, then 6 for the unlicensed child. Anyone under 17 has to have an adult to fish off their license, and what the kid catches counts towards the adult limit. So kind of be aware of those different regulations.
No, this is exactly what I'm saying. This is good to know because if you missed any of that, you can pick it up on the podcast at wildmichiganradio.com. It's important to know that you don't go off half-cocked. And because, look, like Lance said, Canada, sovereign country. And, you know, you made that Ellen DeGeneres point, which was Canada is like our attic. You go up there, it's like, hey, this is nice. I really never knew how much was up here.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, you know, it's frustrating for me as a guide, right? Because I do everything right. I have to have my boat license in Michigan and in Ontario to fish. I have to pay fees to be a guide in Ontario. I make sure all my customers have Canadian licenses, and those cost $20-$25 for just a day. So I've got, you know, 4 guys, an extra $25 a guy. I take the time to call in. I do all that stuff, and all of a sudden I'm in Canada, and all of a sudden there's 50 people around me who have done nothing legally. They don't have a Canadian license. They're fishing with 2 rods. And I'm like, well, that's really not fair, right? I mean, I've done everything right to be over here and have the right to come over here and fish and take advantage of some of the good fishing and sometimes the better fishing on a Canadian side. And all of a sudden here's all these people who've done nothing proper, and they're fishing where I'm fishing, and sometimes that can get a little frustrating. So abide by the law, and I'll tell you what, you sure don't want to get caught up there.
No.
Right stuff.
Lance Valentine, walleye101.com. Appreciate you joining us. Check us out, wildmichiganradio.com.
This is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks so much to Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 talking with us about getting ready for walleye season on the Detroit River. I know it's not even ice out yet, but with the water temps coming up, Air temps, sunshine coming down. You're losing ice from the bottom. You're losing ice from the top. Not safe to go out, but it will be pretty good to be on the boat here before too long. About a month away, we'll be getting on the river, doing some walleye fishing. Looking forward to that. Also, we're going to be looking forward to the April 20th opening of turkey season, spring turkey here in Michigan. And I've got my good friend Bill Parker, editor of Michigan Outdoor News, joining us right now. Bill, it is sunny. It's been beautiful. I love it. And you know what? I've been seeing a lot of turkey out. Nothing strutting yet, but I've been seeing a lot of toms, and I am getting pumped.
That's enough to get the blood roiling, isn't it?
Oh, that's, you know what? It is out of you know, the types of hunting that I've done, I think I look more forward to turkey season than any other thing I've ever done.
Well, you know, Duran, I'm with you on that. Turkey hunting is a blast. If you ask me, it's the best time of the year to be out in the woods. Especially the early seasons, there's no bugs and everything's coming back to life, and you've got fresh, you know, buds sprouting up everywhere, and the leaves are starting to green up, and then you send out a call and you get that gobble in the distance, and boy, there's nothing more exciting.
No, there's nothing. I mean, you're in the either in your blind, or you're on the ground by yourself. You throw out that first call, you know, the little clock, little purr, and you hear through the fog that lone gobble, you know, and the echo. Nothing has pumped my blood up more than to hear that. And you know, we're getting ready. April 20th is the start. Then, you know, the latter season, the ZZ, is one that I think I'm probably going to tackle this year, because it's a little extra time, a little more difficult, but a little extra time.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice season. You know, they used to call it the mosquito season because that's all anybody ever thought about, but hunters have shown year in and year out over the years that May hunt is a successful time. You can get out there and have a lot of fun. You're right, it's a little bit tougher. Sometimes the birds are henned up. Sometimes they're not as interested as they were early in the year. There aren't quite as many because obviously some hunters have already had some success. But, boy, you get a lot more time to get out there. The weather's usually a little bit warmer, and there's nothing stopping anybody from going out in May because there's a lot of turkeys out there and a lot of great hunting to be enjoyed.
And you know what? If you got a thermocell, you're good. Plain and simple.
Those rock, don't they?
If you have never owned a thermocell, and I'm not even a paid endorser for those guys, but if I had won the Mega Billions tomorrow, I would buy every hunter in the world a thermocell because they are the greatest invention
ever. And they would thank you forever and ever.
Oh, thermocell would. Yeah, thermocell would, yeah. But
they sure do.
I think the hunters would, too. But it's just exciting. I'm excited to get ready for turkey season here. Also, the last big show of the year, the Ultimate Sports Show, Grand Rapids, DeVos Place, the 19th to the 22nd, which is next weekend, is coming up. And this is the granddaddy, if you will, of outdoor sporting shows here in Michigan.
It really is, Duran. It's a big show. I think it may be the longest running show, as we're celebrating the 70th anniversary this year of the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids. So it's been around since World War II ended. It's been around for a long time. People's grandparents have gone to the show. People's parents have gone to the show. And this year's show is going to be, again, fantastic. And one of the highlights we've got this year, something very cool going on Thursday night, Mark Martin, a local walleye pro from Twin Lake, is going to be inducted into the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame on Thursday night at the show at 6:30. And that will be followed by Big Buck Night West. So it's going to be a big night on Thursday.
It will be. And Mark's a great guy. He's really earned it. And you know what? If I had a product and I wanted somebody to promote it, Mark Martin would be my guy because he is so in depth with everything he does.
Yeah, he sure is. He's, like you said, well deserved. And then another cool thing, he is going to be inducted at 6:30, and Gary Roach is flying in to present that with him. He's a former partner of Mark's, a business partner, fishing partner. And then after the induction ceremony, they're going to put on a seminar together. So that'll be very informative for anybody that's a walleye fisherman, can pick up some really good tips on that one.
You know what? And speaking with Bill Parker from Michigan Outdoor News, also we're talking about the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids. Bill, I used to kind of wonder about seminars, you know, like, do I want to sit through the seminar? You know what? This show has been a seminar for me for almost 9 years now, but there is so much to learn. You can never know everything. And when you have people that this is what they've done and specialized in their life, there's nothing wrong with sitting in there for an hour, hour and a half and learning, because this is the only time you'll have that almost one-on-one attention with them to learn from these people.
Absolutely. You can pick up some very good tips from some of the best in the industry. And there'll be over 100 seminars throughout the weekend on everything from fishing walleye, bass, salmon and trout, muskie, pike, river fishing, kids fishing. And then we've also got a lot of hunters coming in. We've got deer hunting seminars and deer calling and turkey calling seminars and scent control seminars. Dave Rose is going to do a seminar on traveling to Alaska and have some tips. If you've ever dreamt of that dream trip to Alaska, he can fill you in on some of the features up there that you surely don't want to miss.
Now, David A. Rose, longtime friend of the show and also on our Meet the Experts page at wildmichiganradio.com. And Bill, the beautiful thing, and I mean this in a literal sense, about DeVos Place is it looks over the Grand River. And man, the steelhead, you know, I can't believe we're at that time already that guys are going to be fishing steelhead on the Grand.
It seems like every year during the show, there's guys out there fishing and there's guys from the show that go out and go fishing a little bit. Some of the seminar guys have been known to disappear between seminars and get down to the river and wet a line a little bit. Another speaker that's going to be there, you mentioned that Lance Valentine was just on. Lance is one of our seminar leaders as well, and he'll be down there talking about all the things that you guys just talked about. And boy, if you've got any questions on electronics, Lance is the guy to ask because he's a genius when it comes to that.
Absolutely. Now, will you have Greg and Fred Abbas there this year?
Yes, we sure will. They'll Good. Both be here. Greg will be talking about turkeys, and Fred will be talking about deer. We've also got a really neat feature that people always enjoy is the Michigan Taxidermist Association has their state competition at the show. So there'll be some of the best taxidermy work in the state will be on display, and people can talk to the guys that have done it and get some insight onto that as well. And the Lumberjacks are coming back this year. We'll have the Lumberjack Show.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. That'll be awesome. No, it won't be the Monty Python review, but you know, it's you know what? That's a skill set that no, not going to do it. But it'll be cool to watch, man. There's things for the family, and there's food, and there's great vendors there, and you can book trips there. Mike Patiglio will be there, I'm sure, again, with his Muskie Mania charters, and his partner Chris will be there with Walleye Mania. I mean, there's so many things to do and talk to people and buy. It's a consumer show as well.
Right, exactly. We've got hundreds of booths with vendors there. We've got all sorts of boats from fishing kayaks to pontoons and everything in between, hunting boats, fishing boats. Something for everybody. Lake Ultimate is going to be there, the hog trough, the trout pond for kids, the rock climbing wall. On Saturday, we'll have a deer processing seminar. That people can come and watch a deer being processed from beginning to end, from skinning it to boning the meat and packaging it all up and having it freezer ready. Lots to do. There's a turkey hunting workshop, turkey calling competition, fly tying and fly casting demonstrations, an ORV certification class. So, a little bit for everything. A little bit for everyone, rather.
Yeah, it will be. It will absolutely be awesome. And then we're looking 70 years. Real quickly, are you guys going to be doing the lures again this year?
Are we going to be doing what?
The lures from Eppinger?
Yes. Yep, there will be free lures passed out. And also on Thursday night, people can get in for free if they bring 6 non-perishable food items, cans or boxes, for the Michigan Sportsman Against Hunger food drive. So they can get in for free on Thursday if they bring those, and those will be donated to the less fortunate in the community.
All right, there it is, man. Thank you so much, Bill Parker. The Ultimate Sports Show going on in Grand Rapids, 19th through the 22nd. Looking forward. I got a feeling we're going to be there. So just before the Safari Club International event that night, we will be there. Bill Parker, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Duran.
Wild Michigan brought to you by HHA Sports, the Optimizer Light Kingpin single pin archery sights, number one in the industry with Wild Michigan.
This is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on on a couple rusty nails.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks so much to Lance Valentine from Walleye 101. Talking with us about getting ready for walleye season on the Detroit River. I know it's not even ice out yet, but with the water temps coming up, air temps, sunshine coming down, you're losing ice from the bottom, you're losing ice from the top. Not safe to go out, but it will be pretty good to be on the boat here before too long. About a month away, we'll be getting on the river doing some walleye fishing. Looking forward to that. Also, we're going to be looking forward to the April 20th opening of turkey season, spring turkey here in Michigan. And I've got my good friend Bill Parker, editor of Michigan Outdoor News, joining us right now. Bill, it is sunny. It's been beautiful. I love it. And you know what? I've been seeing a lot of turkey out. Nothing strutting yet, but I've been seeing a lot of toms, and I am getting pumped.
That's enough to get the blood roiling, isn't it?
Oh, that's, you know what? It is out of you know, the types of hunting that I've done, I think I look more forward to turkey season than any other thing I've ever done.
Well, you know, Duran, I'm with you on that. Turkey hunting is a blast. If you ask me, it's the best time of the year to be out in the woods. Especially the early seasons, there's no bugs and everything's coming back to life, and you've got fresh, you know, buds sprouting up everywhere, and the leaves are starting to green up, and then you send out a call and you get that gobble in the distance, and boy, there's nothing more exciting.
No, there's nothing. I mean, you're in the either in your blind, or you're on the ground by yourself. You throw out that first call, you know, the little cluck, little purr, and you hear through the fog that lone gobble, you know, and the echo. Nothing has pumped my blood up more than to hear that. And you know, we're getting ready. April 20th is the start. Then, you know, the latter season, the ZZ, is one that I think I'm probably going to tackle this year because it's a little extra time, a little more difficult, but a little extra time.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice season. You know, they used to call it the mosquito season because that's all anybody ever thought about, but hunters have shown year in and year out over the years that May hunt is a successful time. You can get out there and have a lot of fun. You're right, it's a little bit tougher. Sometimes the birds are henned up. Sometimes they're not as interested as they were early in the year. There aren't quite as many because obviously some hunters have already had some success. But, boy, you get a lot more time to get out there. The weather's usually a little bit warmer, and there's nothing stopping anybody from going out in May because there's a lot of turkeys out there and a lot of great hunting to be enjoyed.
And you know what? If you got a thermocell, you're good. Plain
yeah,
and simple.
Those rock, don't they?
If you have never owned a thermocell, I'm not even a paid endorser for those guys, but if I had won the mega billions tomorrow, I would buy every hunter in the world a thermocell because they are the greatest invention
ever. And they would thank you forever and ever.
Oh,
and
thermocell would. Yeah, thermocell would, yeah, but
they sure do.
I think the hunters would too, but it's just exciting. I'm excited to get ready for turkey season here. Also, the last big show of the year, the Ultimate Sports Show, Grand Rapids, DeVos Place, the 19th to the 22nd, which is next weekend, is coming up. And this is the granddaddy, if you will, of outdoor sporting shows here in Michigan.
It really is, Duran. It's a big show. I think it may be the longest running show. We're celebrating the 70th anniversary this year of the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids. So it's been around since World War II ended. It's been around for a long time. People's grandparents have gone to the show. People's parents have gone to the show. And this year's show is going to be, again, fantastic. And one of the highlights we've got this year, something very cool going on Thursday night, Mark Martin, a local walleye pro from Twin Lake, is going to be inducted into the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame on Thursday night at the show at 6:30. And that will be followed by Big Buck Night West. So it's going to be a big night on Thursday.
It will be. And Mark's a great guy. He's really earned it. And you know what? If I had a product and I wanted somebody to promote it, Mark Martin would be my guy because he is so in depth with everything he does.
Yeah, he sure is. He's, like you said, well-deserved. And then another cool thing, he is going to be inducted at 6:30, and Gary Roach is flying in to present that with him. He's a former partner of Mark's, a business partner, fishing partner. And then after the induction ceremony, they're going to put on a seminar together. So that'll be very informative for anybody that's a walleye fisherman. Can pick up some really good tips on that one.
You know what? You, and speaking with Bill Parker from Michigan Outdoor News, Also, we're talking about the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids. Bill, I used to kind of wonder about seminars, you know, like, do I want to sit through the seminar? You know what? This show has been a seminar for me for almost 9 years now, but there is so much to learn. You can never know everything. And when you have people that this is what they've done and specialized in their life, there's nothing wrong with sitting in there for an hour, hour and a half and learning, because this is the only time you'll have that almost one-on-one attention with them to learn from these people.
Absolutely. You can pick up some very good tips from some of the best in the industry. And there'll be over 100 seminars throughout the weekend on everything from fishing walleye, bass, salmon and trout, muskie, pike, river fishing, kids fishing. And then we've also got a lot of hunters coming in. We've got deer hunting seminars and deer calling and turkey calling seminars and scent control seminars. Dave Rose is going to do a seminar on traveling to Alaska and have some tips. If you've ever dreamt of that dream trip to Alaska, he can fill you in on some of the features up there that you surely don't want to miss.
Now, David A. Rose, longtime friend of the show and also on our Meet the Experts page at wildmichiganradio.com. And Bill, the beautiful thing, and I mean this in a literal sense, about DeVos Place is it looks over the Grand River. And man, the steelhead, you know, I can't believe we're at that time already that guys are going to be fishing steelhead on the Grand.
It seems like every year during the show, there's guys out there fishing and there's guys from the show that go out and go fishing a little bit. Some of the seminar guys have been known to disappear between seminars and get down to the river and wet a line a little bit. Another speaker that's going to be there, you mentioned that Lance Valentine was just on. Lance is one of our seminar leaders as well, and he'll be down there talking about all the things that you guys just talked about. And boy, if you've got any questions on electronics, Lance is the guy to ask, because he's a genius when it comes to that.
Absolutely. Now, will you have Greg and Fred Abbas there this year?
Yes, we sure will. They'll Good. Both be here. Greg will be talking about turkeys, and Fred will be talking about deer. We've also got a really neat feature that people always enjoy is the Michigan Taxidermist Association has their state competition at the show. So there'll be some of the best taxidermy work in the state will be on display, and people can talk to the guys that have done it and get some insight onto that as well. And the Lumberjacks are coming back this year. We'll have the Lumberjack Show.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. That'll be awesome. No, yeah. it won't be the Monty Python review, but you know, it's you know what? That's a skill set that no, not going to do it. But it'll be cool to watch, man. There's things for the family, and there's food, and there's great vendors there, and you can book trips there. Mike Patiglio will be there, I'm sure, again, with his Muskie Mania charters, and his partner Chris will be there with Walleye Mania. I mean, there's so many things to do and talk to people and buy. It's a consumer show as well.
Right, exactly. We've got hundreds of booths with vendors there. We've got all sorts of boats, from fishing kayaks to pontoons and everything in between, hunting boats, fishing boats. Something for everybody. Lake Ultimate is going to be there, the hog trough, the trout pond for kids, the rock climbing wall. On Saturday, we'll have a deer processing seminar. That people can come and watch a deer being processed from beginning to end, from skinning it to boning the meat and packaging it all up and having it freezer ready. Lots to do. There's a turkey hunting workshop, turkey calling competition, fly tying and fly casting demonstrations, an ORV certification class. So, a little bit for everything. A little bit for everyone, rather.
Yeah, it will be. It will absolutely be awesome. And then we're looking 70 years. Real quickly, are you guys going to be doing the lures again this year?
Are we going to be doing what?
The lures from Eppinger?
Yes. Yep, there will be free lures passed out. And also on Thursday night, people can get in for free if they bring 6 non-perishable food items, cans or boxes, for the Michigan Sportsman Against Hunger food drive. So they can get in for free on Thursday if they bring those, and those will be donated to the less fortunate in the community.
All right, there it is, man. Thank you so much, Bill Parker. The Ultimate Sports Show going on in Grand Rapids, 19th through the 22nd. Looking forward. I got a feeling we're going to be there. So just before the Safari Club International event that night, we will be there. Bill Parker, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Duran.
Wild Michigan brought to you by HHA Sports, the Optimizer Light Kingpin single pin archery sights, number one in the industry with Wild Michigan.